Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Isolated rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 47. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Heavy rain likely, with fog and spots early tonight. Will dip down to about 36. Overcast skies. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 43.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Kiwanis Club of Hays hosted a free lunch on Thursday. JP Bizette has more.
The lunch was for local veterans, active duty military, reservist, and National Guard members at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering.
We want to take time to say thank you for all of your dedication to our community and to our country, really.
That's board member Sarah Wassinger. Attendees enjoyed fried chicken, sides, and dessert. Students from TMP Marion provided patriotic music, while a heartfelt thank you video created by Hays Middle School played for the crowd. The event ended with a slideshow of service photos as a tribute.
Thanks, JP. Governor Laura Kelly granted clemency to 7 people this week. Kelly said she commuted the sentences of 2 incarcerated individuals and pardoned 5 others because all are showing, quote, strong signs of rehabilitation. A news release also said decisions were aided by independent reviews from the Prison Review Board, the Kansas Department of Administration, and Kelly's legal team. The nature of the crime and impact played into the decision. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Winter weather is occurring in Colorado and is expected to continue through Saturday morning, which could impact motorists in both Colorado and Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation has reported that as of 6:30 a.m. today, Friday, November 8th, I-70 is open in Kansas. However, sections of I-70 in western Kansas were closed on Thursday evening due to highway conditions in Colorado. When weather impacts I-70 going east in Colorado, I-70 closures in Kansas could be necessary again today. The closures would likely begin in Goodland and extend east as accommodations and truck parking fills up, and closures are also possible in other highways in western Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation urges all motorists to know before they go and check the CanDrive.gov website for updates on highway closures in both states, as well as current regional weather information. In addition to checking the CanDrive.gov website and regional weather forecasts, the Kansas Department of Transportation advises motorists to have emergency kits with clothes, blankets, food, water, phone chargers, and other supplies in their vehicles. The state of Kansas ended October with total tax collections at $668.2 million, which is $23.4 million below the estimate, and total tax collections were down 2.5% from October 2023. Individual income tax collections were $311.5 million. That's $1.5 million above the estimate and up 4.3% from October 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $38.1 million. That's $21.9 million below the estimate and down 33.7% from October of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $294.6 million, which is $3.4 million below the estimate and down $11.4 million from October 2023. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Department of Revenue, the Division of Budget, Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet again on November 15th. Kansas State University and the Kansas Health Foundation are joining forces in a partnership and funding opportunity aimed at ending hunger at the community level across Kansas. This collaboration, unveiled during K-State's inaugural Extension and Engagement Week, will leverage the extensive resources and staff of K-State Research and Extension, which operates in all 105 Kansas counties. The partnership's focus on combating hunger dovetails with the Kansas Health Foundation's Hunger Free Kansas initiative, which launched earlier this year in response to alarming statistics from Feeding America that indicate 1 in 10 Kansans and 1 in 5 Kansas children face food insecurity. A key element of the partnership will involve collaborative efforts to ignite innovative and experimental projects at the local level. Guided by K-State Research and Extension agents, and to support these initiatives, the Kansas Health Foundation is providing $300,000 in funding, primarily directed to local Extension offices through mini-grants. And local Extension agents will be invited to apply for the mini-grants through a streamlined process managed by K-State Research and Extension with the aim of distributing funds in early 2025. The health insurance marketplace is experiencing an increase in the number of potential cases of agent and broker misconduct, so consumers should be on the alert and verify changes in enrollments in their health insurance. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt warns that everyone should be very cautious when giving authorization for changes in their health insurance enrollments, and if you suspect unauthorized activity, report it immediately. The Kansas Department of Insurance and Health Insurance Marketplace have offered tips to consumers on how to identify fraud and avoid becoming a victim of unauthorized changes or enrollment in insurance plans. And they include to confirm permission, as agents and brokers must gain your permission to sign you up or to make changes to your insurance plan. And an agent or broker who is not already associated with your enrollment must take additional steps to update your consumer marketplace enrollment. They'll be required to conduct a three-way call with the consumer and the Marketplace Call Center, or direct you to submit the change yourself through Find Local Help on healthcare.gov. Avoid red flags. If you come across a health insurance ad that offers you cash, gifts, or other bonuses, this could be a scam. So avoid giving out personal information that may be used without your consent. And make sure to only use trusted official sources to find help with researching, selecting, and enrolling in insurance plans so you can review and compare their plans carefully. Consumers who think they may be a victim of unauthorized agent or broker activity should call the Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. And for anyone with questions regarding unauthorized agent or broker activity, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department online at insurance.kansas.gov. In Nebraska news, a Lincoln professor was arrested on Wednesday on 3 felony drug charges. According to court documents, Union Adventist University professor Benjamin Tyner was caught with ecstasy, methamphetamine, and cocaine, and he was arrested on Wednesday on 3 felony drug charges. The 45-year-old is the director of the university's History, Politics, and International Relations program. The case began on October 30th when Customs and Border Protection at Kennedy International Airport inspected a package being shipped from Sheffield, England. According to the arrest affidavit, the manifest labeled the package as sweets, and when the CBP opened it, they found a bag labeled Maynard's Bassett's Licorice. However, they also found a bag containing 63.4 grams of purple and black tablets, which tested positive for ecstasy. The package was addressed to a house near 56th Street and Pine Lake Road, so the Department of Homeland Security worked with the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force and the U.S. Postal Service to have it delivered. At about 3 p.m. on Wednesday, investigators said they watched as Tyner took the package out of the mailbox and drove away, and police then pulled him over near 27th and Calvert Streets and took him into custody. Investigators found 5 meth pipes and almost half a gram of methamphetamine under his seat, and that prompted a search of his home, where police said they found a tenth of a gram of powder cocaine and some used marijuana smoking paraphernalia. On Thursday, a judge set Tyner's bond at $50,000, and he's due back in court on December 3rd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Figmillan and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to talk about the team and their upcoming game tonight against Southeast of Saline at KWU Field in Salina.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, last week you had your first playoff game, and it was against the Hillsborough Trojans. A 33-22 win. Hillsborough drops to 4-5. Blue Jays move to 8-1 on the year. Why don't we talk a little bit about the first half against the Trojans?
Yeah, I thought, you know, against a school that we really hadn't played, at a place we've never played, long trip, and I thought our guys came out and did a really good job. We were really focused offensively, especially took the opening kickoff, put a nice long drive together, drove down and scored, and then defensively held them to a three and out, got the ball back and scored again, and, you know, started out really well. But we knew they're a good team, and they're going to keep fighting the rest of the way.
You pretty much try to establish the run, but then you mix it up pretty well with some passes on that first series.
Yeah, they gave us, you know, they're a good team. They had some good players, and they're doing a good job against the run. And so we tried to get in some play action, and it worked really well. And like I said, we were able to have a balanced attack and do pretty well, really, in the whole first half. We did give up a score to them. So, you know, going into halftime, but we felt good about it, and we tried to come out in the second half and match that. And we weren't quite able to, but it was an exciting second half.
Yeah, talk about the second half. The Trojans come out to change a little bit of their schemes and stuff, and it just took a little while for you to catch on there.
Yeah, I think they probably saw some things in our pass defense the first half that they made adjustments to, and they did a good job doing that. And, you know, they have good players on that team. You know, with the we saw the screen coming, just didn't get it tackled, and that kid did a good job running it down. And then, you know, they got a score. I think it was 27-14, and then we throw an interception right after they score, and they get another short field and score. And so it's 27-22, and now you're in a game to end the third quarter. And luckily, our guys, we were aided by a roughing the punter call, and then put together a nice long drive to get, you know, get a separation between us, make it 33-22, and our defense kind of finished it out for us.
It's not very often that you get to play against a couple 200-pound running backs and fullbacks, but you pretty much stopped them the whole game.
Yeah, defensively against their run game, I thought we did a really good job because their tailback is good. I mean, he is, like I said, big, strong, and fast, like 6'1", 215 pounds, and can run. And I thought our guys did a great job at the point of attack to never let him get to speed. And then their fullback that you mentioned is a good player, good blocker, and I thought we did a good job of equalizing them. Their quarterback run hurt us. And we knew he was a good runner coming in too, but it's really hard to cover them all. And he broke some runs on us, and that kept him in the game. But like I said, eventually, even when they had all that momentum, we were able to calm down and take control back of the game and finish it out.
Your practices this week, they have been a little bit cooler practices for you, and I'm sure that your next opponent is something that you're really working hard on. But normally every week you have your practice player of the week.
Yeah, it was cooler, and it gets darker a lot faster now. and especially when it's cloudy, it gets dark really fast. So that's been a challenge for us to get everything in before it gets dark. And I thought the guys have done a great job preparing. They know the weight of this game and what's going on, but they did a great job. A lot of guys flying around in practice. Alex Evely ended up getting practice player of the week this week. He did a good job.
Coach, like we mentioned, that it doesn't get any easier, and now you're going to be your opponent will be Southeast of Saline, the number one seed in the West bracket, 9-0 on the year, 1-0 in the playoffs so far. Why don't we talk a little bit about their team and some of their personnel?
Yeah, you know, even early in the year, we saw that we'd probably be on a collision course with Southeast Saline. We just didn't know it'd be at this time. And, you know, God works out things the way he's supposed to, so we're going to trust it, trust his plan. And, they're a great team. Obviously, the number one ranked team in the state. They got a lot of good players, and they do what they do very well. I think I saw something. They haven't lost a regular season game in 5 years, so they've been undefeated going into playoffs for the last 5 years. So they know what winning's about. They're coached very well, and like I said, they have great players, and man, they are fast on defense too. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
One of some common opponents, the Beloit Trojans, and of course Minneapolis in their league. And we did talk off air that Beloit was in that game for quite some time.
Yeah, Beloit played them pretty tough. Scored first. In fact, they had their game at this same place we're going to be playing at Kansas Wesleyan because of rain, and they played on a Saturday. And it was a pretty good battle. And those are two teams that know each other pretty well because they're in the same league. And Minneapolis played them, I think, the first game or second game early in the year, and Southeast handled both of them pretty well.
Now, the Southeast Saline is not unfamiliar to the Blue Jays. We've met them a few times, actually in playoff time, and do they pretty much run the same offense they did 10, 15 years ago?
No, it's different. You know, different coach, but there's some similarities in it. And I say probably the biggest similarities is they have good athletes still, and they're able to run the ball and pass the ball very, very efficiently and effectively. And what they do it well. And you can tell the guys have been in that program for a long time.
Like you had mentioned, at Kansas Wesleyan is where this game will be, based off of Southeast Saline's field is not up to par due to the rains that they've had this last weekend. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the change there?
Yeah, well, they had called us originally, and they wanted to play on Thursday, and that wasn't really going to be conducive for us. We asked them if they wanted to come here, but they didn't for some reason. But, you know, like I told our guys, and our guys say, we don't care where we play. We just want to play. If it's a parking lot or if it's a field, that's great. So it'll be a nice field. I think it'll be a good setup for everyone. I think the fans sit, you know, all on the same side. But our fans will be on the south side of that stadium and the parking south of the stadium across the street. But I think it'll be a good place to go.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Friday when you travel down to Salina to play the Southeast of Saline Trojans. Again, it's going to be at Kansas Wesleyan, same time, 7 p.m. Visitors are on the south side. Parking is on south of the stadium across the road. So we hope that everybody can make it there. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Melvin, and good luck to the Blue Jays tonight against Southeast of Saline at KWU Field in Salina. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk for lunch today. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs or sloppy joes with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be rain with a high near 47 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. For tonight, rain with patchy fog before midnight, then patchy fog after 5 a.m. The low should be around 36 tonight with an east wind around 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%. On Saturday, rain is likely, mainly before noon, and patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high near 50 and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 61. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Monday, Veterans Day, it should be sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 55. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with rain, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is north at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.31. The dew point is 37 degrees, and our current wind chill is 36 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 826. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski. In college football this weekend, the Kansas Jayhawks will return to their temporary home at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, when they take on the Iowa State Cyclones in a pivotal Big 12 clash. KU needs to win out from this point forward in order to reach bowl eligibility this year. Meanwhile, Iowa State, after suffering its first loss a weekend ago to Texas Tech, needs to keep winning to stay in the picture for a berth in the Big 12 championship race. That game is set for a 2:30 kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, in the NFL coming up on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs will be in action in a rivalry game against AFC West foe, the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs are still the only undefeated team in the NFL at 8-0 entering this weekend, and they're at least a game and a half clear of everybody else in the AFC playoff picture right now. Denver, meanwhile, is one of this year's upstart teams, 5-4 on the year behind rookie quarterback Bo Nix. That game is set for a noon kickoff coming up on Sunday. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.